Okay, so we're doing the second parak in Chulin, which is Vashchita.
Okay.
So that's the topic for this year. So, and I plan to jump around. I mean, go through the parak, but it's a very long parak, all about Vashchita. So I plan to kind of pick the relevant, you know, the interesting, more interesting parts of it. But I'll move through the parak, but do it some jumping. Okay, so we'll do the first Mishnah. It says, "Ashochet echad be'of v'shnayim v'behema shchita sechera." So if you shacht one semen, so basically there's a it's the achav zayin amar aleph. So you basically have there's two simanim, okay, two simanim. A simen is like a sign of life, but there are basically two of the pipes, two pipes, two tubes, and also it's the kana and the vashet. The kana is the windpipe, and the vashet is the food pipe, okay? The trachea and the esophagus. Okay, so we'll call them the windpipe and the food pipe. So the halacha is that by a bird, you just have to shecht one of the simanim, and the shnayim bebehema, and by an animal you have to shecht two. Okay, shchitas ekshera. So if you shecht one simen by a bird and two simanim by an animal, then it's kasher. Okay, then it's kasher. Okay, which is a little bit funny because. What if, I mean, then it's kasher. What else are you supposed to do? What do you mean? It's like a funny lashon. It sounds like b'di'evet. That's what Rashi says. B'gmar parach. Shnayim v'behema. My lashon d'evet shayach be'el. Kama yishchad v'yelech. Well, how much you want to shach? Okay, so we'll take that out. But basically it says, by an oaf, you only need one simon. But by a behema, you need two simonim. So they're called simonim. But that's all. Okay. V'rubo shel echad kamohu. And a majority of one of them is as if, of each and every one of them, Rashi says, is as if you shechted the semen. Okay, so if you shecht the majority of the semen, then it's like you shechted the whole semen. It's chav zayin amar aleph. So, fine. Rabbi Huro Rashi Yeshoch Zavridim. So he holds by, this is a separate machalikas, I'm not going to take it up, but he holds by birds, by oaf, you have to shecht these special like veins, like a jugular vein, or... artery, whatever. They're basically things. They have a lot of blood in the neck. So by an oaf, it's a separate problem of getting out the blood. It's a dam shiloh. So he holds it. You have to shecht to breathe them.
By an animal, yeah.
Okay, so that's a Yehuda, a separate issue by oaf because of the issur of eating blood. Okay. So then it's like this. Chati echad be'oaf. So if you shaft half of a semen by a bird, or one and a half semen by a behema, it's possible. Doesn't work. Okay, because you don't have the shear. He says, rov echad be'ov, rov shnayim be'behema, but if you have a majority of one of them by an oaf, or a majority of two of them by a behema, then it's okay. Then the shlita is good. Okay? Find Rashi. We already learned this. It says repeat the other thing, saying Rov works. What do you need to teach me more? He already told me Rov works. Okay, fine. So let's see. So what I want to do is Tosus. Okay. Chatzi echad be'of. Okay, so it says that if you do, the Mishnah says that if you shecht half of one by an oaf, it's possible. Okay, half of one. So Tosus says, the second Tosus. So too, the same halacha would apply if you shechted two halves, half of each semen. Then also by an oaf, that would be possible. Okay? So you might think it says half of one is possible. Oh, but if you do two halves, it's okay. No. It says half of both is also possible. So why does it say chati achad be'oaf? It says chati be'oaf. It says v'agav rov echad nagar chati achad. So it says, when it's kosher, it says all you need to do is to shecht one whole one. One of a majority of one. So by the psal, he's saying, it's possible if you shecht half of one. But in Echonami, even if you shechted half of two, it would be okay. Hey there. From the Reish also you know that you need Rav.
Right.
And really, you already know that you need Rav. You don't have to tell me that if you shecht only half of one, it's okay, because you already know it. Since you wanted to learn that you need a shecht one and a half by Behema, right? That the 1.5 million was possible. I forgot that it's famous of Hashanayim being a call. Shechita Psula. Right. So this is the reason why. What's the Chiddush altogether? Again, the saying is by Shechita, we're on. Okay, so basically, those things, I guess, is that. So by Behema, you need a Shech two Simanim. There's two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe. Okay, the trachea and esophagus. And you have to Shech by an animal, two of them. And by Oaf, you only need a Shech one. By bird, only one. So the halacha is Rov works. Rov of a simon counts. Okay? Rov of a simon counts. But then it says, so by a bird, if you do half a simon, or by an animal, if you do 1.5, it's no good. Because you need Rov, you need a majority. Half doesn't, 50% doesn't good. So it says, so what do you need to teach me that half is no good? You already told me that you need a majority. And it's by a bird. It says, tells me you need 51% is good, and then it tells me 50% is bad. Of course, if you already told me Rove works, then why would I think 50% is good? So Tosa says, no, there's a Havmina. You might think by an animal, if you shecht 1.5, that's good. Why would that be good? So he might say, because in totality, you have more than Rove. Right? Because there's two simanim, and you're shechting 150%. Because you shecht one whole one and 1/2. So you might say that's good. So that's what he's saying, is the chiddush in the Mishnah is to tell you that doesn't work. That doesn't work. But 1 and 50% doesn't count, because Baal Man is you need a rov of the second one. And since you don't have rov, you can't make up for your lack of rov in the second one by having more than rov in the first one. That doesn't work. Okay, that doesn't work. That's what he's saying is the chiddush of our Mishnah. So to teach you that half of a rov, half of one isn't good, that's of course. But he wants to teach you 1.5 by a behema as possible. That's the chiddush. Okay? So that's basically how we have kana. So this is halacha is by oaf, by behema you need two simanim. Right? The question is, if I have one full simon and 1 50%, do you say that's good? Or do you say, that since in totality I now have more than Rove, so it's okay? Or do you say no? The Mishnah's teaching you it doesn't work. It doesn't work. You need Rove of both. At least Rove of both. Right? So I want to know what's the Minotamaskan. Okay, we just define that. It seems Rashi's saying is you don't really need 151%, but it seems to be each 51% of each is good. So 51% of one and 51% of the other, that's also okay for a Baibayim. And so you don't, even though the case is 100%, 50 is bad, you don't need 100 plus 51. Really, 51 and 51 is also okay. So I think this is an important idea. Let's bring, Rafi brings up the idea of death. I mean, I think this is, just to go with that a little bit, is that the idea of shechita is you're killing the animal. Right? That's what it is. It's a certain type of killing, right? And the simanim are like the life force of the animal. There's the food and the windpipe, right? So the idea is that these two simanim are like the simanim of the chiyas of the animal. They're like major life forces of the animal. And by cutting these pipes, you're removing the life of the animal. Yeah. So what I'm saying is like this, is that with the Torah is the two simanim, it's saying is it's a shear in which you're killing the animal. Okay, that's when you say... Neshchita is a certain method of killing, and the method of killing is killing through cutting the simanim, right? Now, that's the killing, through cutting the simanim. Because apparently the simanim are a certain type of... there's other ways to kill. I'm not saying there aren't other ways to kill. Another way to kill would be to remove the blood of the animal, but this is a way to kill. Is that these are two of its life forces, is its food and its air. And I'm saying is through killing, is a method of killing an animal through cutting its two simanim. And that's the shechita, is a sort of that method of killing. Now, do you say that the two combine, these two simanim combine together to form like one whole. You say there's like, it's simanim, it's like its force, its life force is through these two simanim, and you have to cut the majority of the combination. There's the two combined together. It's like,
entity.
What?
The two are one entity.
Right. The two are one entity. And they combine together to form one unit of life, the force of the life force of the animal, and you have to cut, remove a majority of this unit. Right? In which case, as long as you have 101% of the whole thing, or do you say the Maisa Shchita really is like two Maisim in one? Shchita is cutting each Siman. There's the life of the animal is Taloi in two independent things. There's the Siman, there's the Kana and the Vashat. And Shchita means it's cutting both Simanim. As by Behemoth, it's not just cutting. It's not this one unit called the life force, the simane of the behemoth. You have to cut a majority of that unit. But really, the way you do shchita is by cutting. It's two separate maisim. It's like two and one. Through cutting, there are two qualities. The chiyas of the animal is exists through both simanim independently. And the way you kill a behemoth in shchita is killing it through destroying both of its simanim. Now, how do you destroy simanim? Through rov. Once you have rov of a siman, the siman doesn't exist anymore. Ruach kekula. So the saying is that you need rov in each, because you have to. Otherwise, you'll say you only destroyed one siman. But that's not shlita. Shlita is through killing it, through destroying both of the simanim. But if you look at both the simanim as a unit, and I think the unit is in the framework of supplying life. See, I think you have to explain how you can look at it as a unit. There's a unit insofar as supplying it. They both give it its basic needs, its food and its air. I'm not saying it's the only way to kill it. I'm not saying, like, if you shot one.
Is that different than saying that?
It's like there's a unit. You could argue there's a unit of the two pipes, the simanim, and the two pipes by which an animal acquires its basic needs, takes in its food and takes in its air, and that's how an animal lives, by having both those things. And now there's a method of killing of removing those simanim. That's the method of killing, which is... There are different ways to kill. There are many ways to kill.
I guess I don't see the difference. By
saying the question is now, so now the two simanim, do you say that there's an entity called the simane of the ema? And it happens to be, it's true, they're two physical objects, but it's one concept, which is the entity, the method by which the animal acquires its needs. And it has two needs, is the Khan and the Vashat, but it's one unit of the life of the animal, of the suppliers of the animal. And you have to cut out the supply system of the animal. Majority of the, you call it the supply system of the animal. System gets supplies its needs from the outside through its mouth and its throat. The supply system is the simanim. The two pipes are by which the methods of it acquires stuff from the outside. The way it gets its needs from the outside is through these pipes. It would bring its outside needs into that inside, through the lawn, through the wind, and through the food. That's the way you get stuff into your body. The way the animal gets its things. There's the two simanim of
the
animal.
The breathing pipe and the
food pipe.
The food pipe.
Yeah.
Not the
blood. No, the blood is a different thing. But no, you don't have to cut the artery intrinsically. That's what you are saying. But no, it's not cutting the artery. That's a different way of killing. There's different ways of killing. One way is just to poke out, it's cut his artery, and then we'll bleed out. That's not the method which Torah says. I'm not saying there's lots of ways to do it. But this method is through simanim. What I'm just saying is that there's a unit of the pipes. This is a thing, the pipes, we call them both just two pipes. So you could say that shlita of a behemoth says to cut is two things. Cutting both two pipes. Cutting this pipe and that pipe. Or you could look at it as cutting the unit of the pipes. I'm saying is, what's the unit? So there is an anatomical unit called the pipes. You could unify them however you want. You can unify them anatomically. There's a pipe system of it. Functionally, it's unified because they both give it food from the outside. But the point is, there's a unit. According to the Havamina, you'd look at it as the simanim is a unified system. And you cut out a majority of that system, then you've cut the system, and then it's that. And that's the method of shchita. But in which case, if you cut out 101% of the 200%, then you'll say you've cut out that system. See, 100 of this and a little bit of this, it's fine. But Kamash Malan, no, the method is the way you kill a behemoth is by killing both of its, they're two independent things. And you have to, shechita means cutting its kana and cutting its vasha. It's not cutting the unit of the simanim. The punchline is that there's a unit of the simanim. The Havamina is looking at there's a unit of the simanim. And the shechita is to remove that unit. And the other way is that no, shechita is to remove the kana and to remove the vasha.
And that's exactly what I'm saying.
Maybe this is better. This is like how Mark's thinking. That do you say that shechita is cutting the flesh of an animal? Cutting skin. Which flesh? Oh, these pipes. But it's really a certain amount of skin. The shechita, before Rav, shechita is cutting a certain amount of the animal, certain parts of the animal. Cutting the two simanim, that's the parts of the animal. Certain amount of flesh, certain specific flesh in the animal. That's the ma'aseh shechita. Now, Rav is, if you shecht the majority of that amount of flesh, then you've done shechita. So now, the majority, there's a certain amount of inches of flesh, or however you want to define it, and if you cut a majority of that, 101% of the two simanim, then you'll be good. So I've cut a majority of that amount of flesh. The Torah specifies specific skin which has to be cut, or specific flesh has to be cut. And as long as you do a majority of that total, so then you'd say, that's fine, that's Amina. But the maskana is, no, that's not, shechita isn't just cutting an amount of flesh. The simanim are discrete entities. You can't just look at simanim as just a certain nondescript flesh, but there's a kana and there's a vesha. And shechita means cutting the kana and the vesha. Now you can't say, I cut one, that doesn't mean rov. How would you say rov now? What do you say? I cut one of them? That's rov? That's not rov. One isn't rov out of two. So what does rov mean? How can you possibly... See, if you say shechita is like a quantitative thing, cutting a certain quantity of flesh, then you could say as long as you have a majority of that flesh. But once you look at shechita as two qualitative parts, so what does rov mean? So rov, you're going to have to say, it's not rov in the maisa of how much I cut, but rov is saying that if I have rov of a chavtza, which is cut, then that's defined as cutting the whole thing. So they have to cut, Rosh Chodesh is cutting two simanim, and as long as a majority of it is cut, it's defined as severed. So Ruvo Kekulo, Rov of a simen is Kekulo of a simen. But a simen is a discrete entity. It's like the Havamina is not looking at the two simanim as discrete entities. It's just looking at it as a certain specific flesh which has to be cut, and there's a certain amount of it, and you need a majority. But that's what the Mishnah is teaching, is that's not the way to look at Shechita. Simanim are discrete entities, and shechita of behemoth is shechting two discrete entities, and shechita itself is shechting one entity. Now, how do you then apply rov? The only way to apply rov is to say that if rov of the chavtza is cut, then it's defined as being totally cut. So now, but I have two shechitas, it's both. So I'm going to have to do rov of both, and if I don't do rov of both, you can't say I shechted both entities. Because it's two entities, it's not just a certain amount. If I think that's the result. If it's a certain amount of flesh, then rov would just be in the maisa. Cut a majority of that maisa. Majority is a certain amount, right? But if you look at it at shechita as two distinct simanim, then you're going to have to say rov is not in the maisa, because rather you're going to say rov is in the chavtza of the simen. The simen is the whole simen, and if you cut rov of it, so then you say the simen is gone. So now you have to check two simanim, so rov of both of them. What I'm saying is the Mishnah is trying to teach you the most basic idea about shechita, is that it's really there's two distinct, discrete entities of a kana and of a vashat, and shechita is cutting these two entities. And don't look at shechita as just cutting a certain quantity of flesh, but rather they're two discrete entities. Right. Now, I think that's a good way to look at it, is if you just look at it in terms of like a butcher, just cutting meat. I don't know if a butcher is cutting body parts and biology and anatomy. I mean, a butcher is cutting. He's cutting flesh. Now you tell him, which flesh do I cut? Oh, right here and right here. So this is the parts of the flesh. Fine. So I have to cut this amount of flesh. This totality is shechita. So I'll shecht the majority of that totality. Now he's going to ask him, well, is it still breathing? Is this, ask the anatomist, whatever, the doctor, the veterinarian, I don't know. But what it's teaching you is that shechita is killing an animal, and an animal is a living, breathing entity, and it has organs, and a kana is one organ, and a vashan is another organ. It's not just a sum total of flesh, even though you're creating basar. You're trying to create basar. So at the end of the day, you have basar, which in basar, body parts are not really relevant. Basar is basar, in a certain sense. It's all really just different types of basar. But in a living, breathing behema, which you're killing, so now really they're two different anatomical entities, and the shechita is destroying both of those anatomical entities. So it's almost like the Havamina is looking at the end of the day, you're creating basar. Shechita means taking an animal, converting it to basar. So basically, it's because cutting it by a certain part of the basar. So basar. So this amount. So I roll over that amount of basar, that amount of cutting. So it gets cutting half his neck. I cut half his throat, half his whatever. But that's what it's saying is no. Shechita is killing an animal. An animal has different organs, and there's two different organs, and you need to cut these two organs. By a mammal, you need to cut these two organs. By a mammal, you need to get this one organ. Right, but that's like a little bit of a chiddush to look at it as in terms of organs. I mean, you could just look at it as a guy cutting the neck and whatever. I'm just cutting in this exact location on the neck, and I have to cut a majority of this particular flesh. So who really cares which, you know? Yeah. Okay, I think that's better. I think that's a good way to look at it. But let's think it over. I mean, let's think it over a little bit. But if it's good, what I'd like to do tomorrow is the next, the big first Gemara, HaShochet. And it basically goes till the parentheses, a few lines. And there's a rush. There's a rush who takes up. You see, there's two answers in the Gemara, and it's not clear if the two answers are arguing. So it's the rush in the end of Siman Aleph and in Siman Beis, in the rush on this Gemara. Okay? It's basically, the question is, and Rashi's, and in Rashi, of course, on the Gemara. Okay?